This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Bava Metzia, Tape Number 4. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechet. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechet. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
It is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Yechiel Meir ben Rav Shmuel Heber, Zichroni Livrocha, Hashem Yinkom Domov. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Moshe Goldberger of Staten Island, New York.
We continue, Bezras Hashem, with the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Anoi Noas Devorim. Nun Ches Noyach is a good simen that we have a mitzvah to be gentle. Anoi Noas Devorim is a terrible crime. The Mishnah says, Keshem She'Anoi Noa B'Mekachu Memkar, Kach Anoi Noa B'Devorim. We'll see in the Gemara that it's not equal, but it's even worse. Anoi Noas Devorim is even worse. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there is a concept of cheating, of abusing someone verbally, verbal abuse. The Mishnah gives two examples. Do not say to a storekeeper, how much does this cost, when you have no intention of buying, so you put his hopes high and then he's let down. Or to tell someone, Zecher Masecha Rishonim, remember what you used to do or what your parents used to do. So it rubs the person wrong, it hurts the person, there's a sore spot. And this is an Avera. And some people, they tease others, they chepa others, and this is a serious Avera to realize, like the Chazon Ish says in a letter, that by saying a few words, a person can do a serious loisase prohibition. And we have to be very careful to train ourselves in these halachas of Einoas Devorim. They are very far-reaching. There is an Abarbanel in Pirkei Ovis on the Mishnah of the Zion Devorim Begoylim, that a person has to be careful not to interrupt people. When someone's talking, don't interrupt. So the Abarbanel says that if someone does interrupt, it's also an Avera of Einoas Devorim. It's verbal distress. You're making the person uncomfortable. The Gemara brings other examples from the Braisa. One of the examples the Gemara gives is Imhoyu Yisurim by Nalav. Someone who's suffering Yisurim, don't say to him, you must be a troublemaker, that's why you get your suffering yisurim. Now, even though the Mefarshim explained this, a Gemara in Brachis, that Imraya Adam Yisurim, Shisurim Bayim Olav Yefashish B'Maisav, you are supposed to try to examine your ways and study Midah K'Neged Midah, measure for measure, and do tshuva. But other people shouldn't rub it in. They may help you, you have to be interested, but it has to be done in a very sensitive and caring way. The Gemara then goes on to show that God Eloi Nos Dvorim Me'ay Nos Mamein. For three reasons, Einoas Devorim is worse. Number one, it says, V'yareisa me'eloikecha, to be afraid of Hashem, because he knows what your real intentions are. Another reason is because it's begufay. It affects the body. It hurts emotionally. And then, it's difficult lehishava. You can't replace it. It's irreplaceable when you hurt someone in a psychological way, or you hurt his ego. And for these three reasons, Einoas Devorim is worse. Now, how much worse is it? The Gemara doesn't say. But we learn from another Gemara, the Mefarshim bring Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tes. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that when it comes to the positive, when you give a pruta to a poor person, you mizborech b'sheish brachis, six great blessings. V'hamifaisai, and one who appeases him with kind words, gets 11 great blessings. And Tosfos there says that it's 11 additional blessings. And the Mashal over there, the Mefarshim explain, how do we know it's 11 additional? Maybe it's just up to 11, that's 5 more. But the answer is, if it's 5 more, so then there's more for the penny, for the pruta, than for the words. And the Gemara here says that Einoas Devorim is worse. So therefore, you have to say that it's 11 additional. So we see that it jumps from 6 to 11, which is almost 12, so it's almost twice as much. That's how great is the power of words. So this is a very serious lesson here. Then the Gemara brings the concept of kol amalbin p'nei chaveray berabim kilu shofech damim. Embarrassing someone in public, which is a form of einoas devorim also, but it's like shvichus damim. It's like murder, it's like ritzicha. Tosfos explains that the face, the Gemara says, and it's a very serious crime. The Gemara brings Hakol Yerdim LeGehenim. Tosfos says that the average person in Gehenim is there for a short while, up to Yud Beis Chodesh, but there are three that are very serious, and they don't take a long time. And these three, one is Habal Eishes Ish, Hamal B'Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, and Hamechane Shem Ra L'Chaveri, calling someone by a nickname, a negative name, even though the person doesn't suffer it that much because he's used to it, but still, we follow the intentions of the one who does it. So these are serious issues to keep in mind and to work on controlling ourselves in these inyanim. We go to Daf Nun Tes. Before we continue, I'd like to mention a thought that the shoresh of the word Oino, it seems to me that it comes from the word Onein. Onein is the first day of Avelus, when the sadness is the strongest. And Oino is when someone hurts someone verbally. Oino as Devarim hurts, and it makes Oino, it makes him like an Onein. This could be the shoresh of the word. Now, on Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara continues to elaborate that Oino as Devarim is such a serious issue, and a person has to be very careful. V'loisoinu ishes amisoi. Amisoi, the word amisoi is am she'itcha b'tayr of the mitzvahs al toinehu, refers to from a yidden, and the Gemara brings an example. Amar Rav, li'olam yehodam zoyer b'yoinu as ishtoi, be very careful with a spouse, because since her tears are mitsuya, oino asa kreve, because she's sensitive, and it may cause her to break out in tears, and that's a very serious, tragic thing. So a person has to be extremely careful, and even though after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Sharei Tefila are not always open, but Sharei Demois, Loininalu, when people cry, that's a great Tefila, the power of Demois. The Gemara goes into the inyan of that a person should be interested in advice from his wife. And Rav says, there's a double-edged sword. He shouldn't listen to her when it's against Torah values. But when it's in positive values, the Gemara says that even if a person's itzacha gutza, gachin v'tilchei shloh, even if she's short, bend over and listen to her. She may have insights that can save you a lot of trouble, will help you immensely. And this is something that can be elaborated on extensively, but we don't have time for it on this tape now. The Gemara goes into how Oino is in the same groupings, the same category with Gezel and Avodah Zorah. It's such a terrible thing. Then the Gemara brings, La'olam yehi adam zoyer b'tevuah b'torech beisoi. Be careful that there should be parnos in the house. It's an obligation. A person has a responsibility to his wife, to his family, to support them. And it's his achrayis. And he has to realize that the consequences, if there's a lack, it could cause shalom bayis problems. And that meriva, those fights, those quarrels, is al iskei tevuah. And it's based on a verse in Tehillim, which we say in Pesukei Dezimra, Hasam Givuleich Shalom, the Eibishter gives peace, Chelev Chitim Yasbiech, when you have satiation, when you have enough food. But if there's no food on the table, there's a danger. So Li'olam, a person should be careful. Yehiyodam Zohir B'tvua B'teich Beis, so you have to do your Hishtadlus. We happen to have a booklet on that, maybe of interest to the Olam, a booklet on prosperity, the Torah guidelines for prosperity. We go on now. Li'olam yehiodam zoyer b'chvoid ishtoi, shein bracha mitzui b'teich beis shalodam el b'shvil ishtoi. And the Gemara tells that Rava used to tell his townspeople, l'vnei mechuza, that you want to become rich, and who doesn't want to become rich? The Gemara says how? Oy kiru l'neshaychu, give your wives kovet. Treat your wives respectfully, ki hechi d'tis'atru, and you'll become wealthy. And this is something we should tell our wives, and we should practice it. And it'll be worth our while. We go to Nuntes Amid Beis. The Gemara brings the Machloikis of Tanur Shalachnoi, the famous Machloikis, that Rabbi Eliezer held it was Tahar, the Chachamim held it's Tameh, and Rabbi Eliezer, the Machloikis, got into, blew up into a big tumult, and Rabbi Eliezer brought proof and miracles happened. A tree was uprooted, a river flowed upstream, the Beis HaMedrash walls bent over, and Abbas Kail announced that the halacha kemoisai, and yet Rabbi Yehoshua said nothing doing loy bashamayim hi, ein mashgichin bevaskoil, achre rabim lahatois, and that was it. And when we learn how the Torah teaches us the emes, and there is no two ways about it, you can't argue. Question is, why did these miracles happen to defend the honor of Rabbi Eliezer? So there's different mefarshim. Some learn that it was lichvoidoi, and it was also to test the others to see whether they would be nispoil, whether they would be impressed, but they were not. They stood by the halacha. And finally, the Gemara says that they said, Ribbono shel olam, golav yedua lefnecha shelo lechvoid yosisi velo lechvoid beis abba osisi ela lechvoidcha shelo yarbu machloikis bi Yisrael, that it is our job to see to it, shelo yarbu machloikis bi Yisrael, to minimize machloikis, not to go against the majority. There are different guidelines. We have to follow the guidelines. The Gemara goes into the inyan of Tachanun, the story of the power of Tachanun, how when a person davens Tachanun, his tefillos are nene. It's a very serious prayer. We have to take it seriously. Then the Gemara goes back to the inyan of Oinah's Dvarim, how you have to be careful with a ger. Hama'anes ha-ger over b'shloish olav, and not to cause distress to a ger. And the Torah warns against distressing a convert in 36 places, or some say 46 places, or Reb Kivega brings 24 places. It's a question, which place do we count? How do we count the places? And the Gemara brings the concept of mum shebuch al toimar lechavroch. A person has to be very sensitive to other people. And this is a lesson that there's no limit to how much we can focus on it to learn. Shmiras haloshin is so important. Like the pasuk in Mishle says, Shemir pivu l'shoinoi, if you guard your mouth and your tongue, Shemir mitzadis, not you'll be saved from so many tzadis. And this brings us to the Mishnah on the bottom, which takes us onto Daf Samach Amid Aleph. People that are in business, merchants, have to spend a lot of time learning Daf Samach. Daf Nuntes, everybody has to learn, but Daf Samach is especially for people in business. The Gemara talks about going back to Oinah, that if your sign says you're selling A, you cannot mix in a majority of B and make believe you're selling it instead of A. You're fooling people. People expect one, they can't receive something else. And the question of how to make sure that it's the same value, equal value, or better value, not to cheat people. The Mishnah uses a lashon of Be'emes Amru. The Gemara says that wherever it says Be'emes Amru, so that's halacha hi. That's Amr Belozah. Do Amru, kol Be'emes Amru, halacha hi. That's the halacha. The Gemara goes into that if you have people taste what you're selling them, if they taste it first, so then they see what it is. But you have to make sure not to cheat people, and you cannot sell to a merchant, to a retailer, merchandise that he can use. It's lifnei iver. If he can use it to trick people, you may not sell it to him. The Gemara gives different examples. On the bottom, the Gemara brings in, there's another Mishnah that Reb Yehuda says that a chenveni should not distribute treats to children because he's going to get all the customers. The Chachomim say it's mutter. So you are allowed to, we paskin like the Chachomim, that you are allowed to give out treats to children, because you can give out one type of treat, the next store can give a different treat, everybody has that option, so it's fair competition. Then the Chachomim also say that a person is allowed to discount his products and to give cheaper prices, and Zochur Latoiv, the Mishnah says Zochur Latoiv, and Rashi says it's a Loshein Bracha, because you're going to help keep the prices down, you fight inflation. It's a mitzvah. To help consumers in this way is a mitzvah. The Gemara considers it, the way we paskin, it's considered a positive act. On Samach Amid Beis, the Gemara gives other examples that a person is not allowed to shine old items to make them look like new to fool people. A person has to be careful not to misrepresent his products. Different halachas, if you paint them, if you touch them up, how to do it, when to do it, what is permitted. The Gemara goes into that. Then the Gemara concludes with an interesting story that Rava insisted on hiring only poor Jewish workers because of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, V'aniyim b'nei ve'secha, and because of that he was saved from trouble. a whole story here. And the Gemara says that Rav Papa said about Rava, Tzadik mitzora nechlatz. Because he was a tzadik, Rav is a tzadik, he was saved from tzoris. Hadron aloch, Azov, this brings us to the end of Azov. And now we come to Ezu Neshech, the fifth perek, the concept of ribis. We have a booklet on this also. The booklet entitled Avoiding Interest in a World Invested with Interest, Many Shilas of Ribis. And this is a topic which the Shulchan Aruch says that a person has to be very careful. Mi'oid, mi'oid. A person has to be very, extremely careful to stay away from the nisyonis, the situations of ribis, and this has to be studied well. Ezu neshech ve'ezu tarbis. The Mishnah goes into the differences between neshech and tarbis. The basic concept of ribis, the Mishnah says, if someone gives 4 and takes 5, which means he takes interest. Rashi says the word neshech is from biting. Shu neshech, the shakal midei maid lo yoivle. He bites off more than what he gave. Now, actually, the Gemara explains that even though neshech and tarbis, the words are different, but they're both the same thing, and it's just lavar olav bishnei lavin, 2 lavin, that's serious of an offense. Tosfos says, why do we use different words? Let the Torah repeat the same word twice. So Tosfos says an interesting thing, that it's the urcha dekra to use a different lashon, because shehu noe yoser, it's nicer, it's more poetic, it's more, it's gishmak. So that's an interesting idea that Tosfos puts down. The Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara goes through some of the drushes. Then Rava explains why the Torah separates ribis from gezel from oinah. Aren't they similar? They're all taking away mamon. Now she says it's chesar and mamon. But the Gemara explains that there's different nuances. That ribis you may consider a chiddush, because the guy is willing to give it. He needs the loan and he's willing to give it. And the Torah says it's still prohibited. Gezel is bal korche. Oino, maybe, mishim de lo yoda de mochil, he doesn't know about it. So we find all different psukim and we cover all the bases. Same thing with kovish schar sochir, somebody who doesn't pay a worker. So that's lavar olav bishnei lavin, also 2 lavin. There's another idea also which the Mishnah, the Gemara spoke about, that we're going to come back to later on, the difference between derech halva and derech mekach u'memkar. Ribis, basic ribis min ha-Torah is derech halva, when it's through a loan. If it's not a loan, if it's derech mekach u'memkar, so then it's not ribis de'raisa, it's ribis de'rabonim. Now, Samach Aleph Omid Beis, the Gemara goes to Loitig Noivu, and the Gemara says that there is a special halacha not to steal, even if he's just doing it al menas lemekat. Now she says litzayer, he's just doing it to tease someone, to cause someone pain, and that's considered gneva, stealing. And the Rambam says even though it's derech schoik, the Rambam explains he's making a joke, it's not funny. The Torah says don't do it. And even if al menas lishan tishlume kefil, he wants to help the poor guy and he says I'm going to steal from him and give him back kefil, so he's going to make money on me, on helping him in a nice way. And the Torah says, no, it's not a nice way. It's considered geneva, gzela. It's a terrible crime. We go to loisasu aval b'mishpat b'mida b'mishkol avam suda, to be careful in all the different measurings and weights. Don't pull shtick one way or another. Everything has to be fair, integrity. The Gemara goes through all kinds of azharis, warnings. Then Rava says, why does the Torah use Yitzias Mitzrayim by ribis and Yitzias Mitzrayim by weights? Why does the Torah keep repeating Yitzias Mitzrayim? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani hu shevchanti b'Mitzrayim. I was the one by Mitzrayim. I was able to know. Bein tipa shel b'chor l'tipa she'en shel b'chor. So Ani hu she'osid li parah m'mishetel ha'ezim v'nach. Person who makes shtick. He says, oh, this is not my money. It's a guy's money. I can take interest. The Eibishter knows whose it is, and the Eibishter is going to be. So a person has to be careful to realize that the Eibishter is watching, and he sees everything. And then the Gemara adds, what about by Shrotzim? Why does it say, in addition to all these other places, it says by Shrotzim also Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there it says, Hamala Eschem, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Eibishter elevated you from Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that the Pshat is that it's an Ilui Godol, Rashi explains. It's a Maila Gedoyla not to eat Trefa foods. And even for that alone, Bishul Dovers Hashem Etam B'Shratzim, it would have been enough that the Eibishter saved us from Mitzrayim for that alone. And the Gemara says, why is that so special? Because it's ma'us to eat trefa foods. This is similar to the Gemara that Devarim Macholas Asuris is Metamte Meshalev. A person becomes what he eats, and therefore it's an ilu, it's an elevation. The whole Torah is worth it just for the isser of not eating trefa foods. And the Eibishter knows, the person has to be careful, because the Eibishter knows exactly what's going on in every secret hiding place. The Eibishter is there, and he watches, and he sees, and he's ayin roa, everything we do, the Eibishter is watching, so we have to be careful. And mekayim the halachis, lo'elam yehodam yirei shamayim b'seisar v'agolur, we say in the morning. We have to be careful, because the Eibishter is watching. The Gemara now goes into the differences between Ribis min HaTorah and Ribis Midrabonon. The Gemara goes into the Machloikis about returning the money. If Ribis was taken, so the Gemara says that Ribis Kitzutza, which was prearranged Ribis, which is Ribis De'eraisa, you have to pay back. Yoitze B'dayon, you have to pay back. Rebbe Lazar holds, you have to pay back. Rebbe Yochanan says, no, afil Ribis Kitzutza, ain't a Yoitze B'dayonin. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan, because there's a pasuk that compares it to Shvichus Domim. Now Shvichus Domim, if someone murdered someone, so Leinitnu Lishavin, you can't bring him back to life. So Malava Bidib is also Leinitnu Lishavin, and that's a serious concept to show how serious an issue this is. We go to Daf Samach Bey Samir Aleph. The Gemara brings us a famous Machloikis on two people going on the road, and they're stuck in the middle of the desert, and there's one canteen of water, and if they both drink, they're both going to die. There's not enough for both of them, but if one person drinks it, he'll stay alive. So there's a machloikis. Ben Petura says they should share it alike, so that you shouldn't see your friend dying. But Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva Velimeid, he says no. V'chayachicha imach, chayecha koidmim l'chayecha v'recha. You have to take care of your own life and don't share it. Save it for yourself. This is similar to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We had an Elu Mitzias, Efes Ki Lo Yeh B'Chayev Yoin, that a person has to make sure, Rashi over there explains, not to become poor, that he has to take care of his own needs. A person has to take care of his own needs. And although generally we have to look for Chesed also, but if it's a Hefsed D'muchach, you have to take care of your own needs first. V'chayachicha imach, chayecha koidmim l'chayecha chavirecha, is a mitzvah. There's a question here why the Rambam leaves out this psak. Like Rabbi Akiva, the Igris Moshe, the Rosh Hashivas, the Salva Moshe Feinstein, in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Hei, goes into this, and also in Bava Metzia, in the Ha'oris, in Kuf Ches. So that's an inyan that has to be looked into. There's another question here we can ask, that the Gemara seems to have left out a third possibility, that maybe you should give all the water to your friends, at least save your friend's life, don't let them share it. But there's no shita like that. So you can say, because if you give it all to him, so then if that would be the chiyuv, so then he would have the chiyuv to go and come and give it all back to you. So really we're back where we started. The Gemara now suggests that maybe it's a machloikis tanoim. This machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, whether you give back the money or not, maybe it's a machloikis tanoim. So the Gemara brings Shaila on that. And the Gemara says it's not definite. The Gemara then brings from Rav Safra, Kol she'ilu b'dineihem meitziyim miloiva l'malva. If by goyish halacha it's considered definite interest, so b'dineinu machzirin miloiva l'malva, you'd have to give it back. And the Gemara tries to figure out exactly what this refers to. And on Amid Beis, Samach Beis, Amid Beis, the Gemara says that it refers to Ribis Kitzutza, and it's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave a case, Ezo Neshech Vezu Tarbis. So Tarbis, the Mishnah gave a case of somebody who took Chitim B'dinner Zav, and then he purchased the wheat, but he didn't take it home. Then, when he comes to take home the wheat, the guy says, oh, you know what, I need my wheat because I want to sell my wheat and buy wine. So the other fellow says, oh, I'll give you wine. So we said that if he doesn't have the wine, you can't do it because it's a form of ribis. So the Gemara says, what's the ribis? We have a Gemara later, a Mishnah later, Ein Poskan Al HaPeres, you cannot make deals. for produce, achetz ha-shar, until there's a shar, until there's an official price in the market. What's an official price in the market? Rashi says two things. When the shar is mefursam v'kavua, when it's publicized and it's set, a fixed rate. Once there's a fixed market rate, we say, you're allowed to make deals. So what's the problem? Aval b'shein lazeh, yesh lazeh. So what's the problem in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say, because he doesn't have it, it's a problem. Now on this problem, on this kasha, the Gemara gives three approaches. Rabba, and Abaye, and Rava. Rabba starts off saying that the Mishnah is not talking about a purchase, but it starts out, that he really, it was a debt. And he says, give me my money, you owe me money. And the guy says, you know what, I'll give you wheat instead. But the problem is that it's lav ki isra habola yodei domi. Since you're not giving him money now, it's a problem. Because it looks like that he's paying his debt with something that may be worth more, so it looks like it's mechze kidibis. So that's how Rabba wants to learn. Abaye says it's not so miduyik. Abaye says, I want to learn like the braisa of Reb Chiya. There's a braisa of Reb Chiya, beribis de be Reb Chiya, that certain things, Yeshrav Shehim, we're talking about Surim Ne Aromas Rib, is also similar, that it's a case of Aromas Rib, an Arma, that it's Merze Keribis, and Rava says that also doesn't fit that well. And on the bottom, the Gemara says, Rava says, you should know, Rava says, I have a system that Reb Oishia, I try to match Reb Oishia's prices to the Mishnah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And because of this, Kishechivna, when I will pass away, Reb Oishia is going to come to greet me. And this brings us to the top of Daf Samach Gimel, Amid Aleph. The Gemara goes into Reb Oishia, that if someone, and he comes, he wants his money, and the guy says, I'll give you wheat, and then when he comes to get his wheat, he says, I'll give you wine, and he comes to get his wine, he says, I'll give you oil. And by these things we say, im yeshloi, if the guy had it in stock, mutter. If he doesn't have it in stock, it's also. And Rava says, Shema minamid Ravishat Tlas. We learn three things from Rabbi Shia. We learn that you're allowed a mamid and milva al gabe peiros. You're allowed to work, exchange a debt, and give peiros instead. And you don't say, Deloi kisra bol yodai hu. We're not worried about that. And also, only if yeshloi, it has to be in stock. And also, we follow Reb Yanai. Reb Yanai says, Mali heinu mali demehen, that once you can give the wheat, so you can also give the value of the wheat. Now here there's a machlokes in Tosfos. What do you mean by the value of the wheat? Rabbeinu Shmuel in Tosfos says, only a different merchandise instead of wheat, and give yayin, but not mamish cash. Then Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Shari Lemishkal Zuzia, you can take money also. There's the machlokes between Rav and Reb Yanai. We paskin like Reb Yanai, that mali hein umali d'mehen. The Gemara brings that Rav, on the other hand, disagrees. And Rav is going to learn that he was Meyachid a Keren Zavis. Shmuel introduces Reb Yehuda's Shita, that Reb Yehuda holds Tzad Echad Beribis is Mutter. That if there's a possibility that it won't be Ribis, the Gemara brings a case, but that's Reb Yehuda's Klal. Reb Yehuda's Klal is whenever there's a possibility that it may not be Ribis, Tzadech beribis is mutter. The Gemara concludes that according to Reb Yanai and Amid Beis, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that Reb Yanai holds Mali Hein Umali Demeyen, you also say the reverse. Mali Demeyen Umali Hein, and Upoiskin Al Shar Shebashuk Vafel Bisha Einloi. If as long as there's a market price, you're allowed to make deals, even though this person doesn't have stock, and then the Gemara says, but it only works when it's a zvini. By halva it doesn't work. By halva we don't allow this. It has to be yeshloi, like we said on Amid Aleph. But by zvini it works. And the reason the Gemara says is because he's not doing you a favor. Because if you have the money, you can buy it all around. You can go to Hini and Shili. Now she says that Hini and Shili, Rab and Rav Yosef, they were from Pumpedisa, which was next to Hini and Shili, were neighboring towns. So you can go wherever you want. And that's how the Gemara explains this concept. We go down now to Rav Nachman's teaching. Rav Nachman tells a klal, klolo de revisa, the rule of ribis. Now this rule of ribis is a rule by mekach u'memkar, because of course we know the rule of ribis in the Mishnah. The basic ribis is you give someone four and you take five, that's ribis. But there's a rule of ribis by merchandise. Kol agar notarle osa. Whenever he gets more money, Rashi says, schar hamtona, money for waiting, imoizul gabe mishum hamtona. If he makes it cheaper for waiting, shemagdim loy hamoyz v'hamekach ein loy lemoychach, he doesn't have the merchandise, he doesn't have it now. And he says, wait for me, I'll make it cheaper if you wait until I get it in stock, so that any such bargain is considered a halvo. It's like you're giving him the loan now and he's paying you back later with interest. And that's the rule. Klola de revisa, kol agar not harle osa.